Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you got one of those to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me, president/owner of Grand Island Fun Center, David Glein. And David, you were telling me kind of a jack of all trades over there for what you do.
Yeah, I take care of it all at the Grand Island Fun Center.
And what is exactly the fun part of the Grand Island Fun Center? What kind of things do you have?
Well, basically, I would argue everything's fun, but we have it all: go-karts, mini golf, laser tag, batting cages, arcade, water wars, bunch of food. You know, we do birthday parties, groups. We take care of any fun that you're looking for.
And we can't let the Grand Island part go by without mentioning what specific part of Grand Island you're on.
Yeah, we're located right on Grand Island Boulevard. We're about a half mile north of Fantasy Island. So if you're familiar with that area, you know, you'll find us pretty easily.
And with the weather just breaking, perfect time for you, because this is when things really get rolling for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're a seasonal business, so we're open May through October, and the weather's finally breaking now, and we're ready to go.
And a big thing for the go-karts, do you need to have a dry track, or can you go on like a drizzly kind of a misty day?
As long as there's no big puddles on the track, so if it was raining and it dried up, we'll let you race.
Wanted to jump back, too, and talk a little bit about how you came about gaining control, as it were, of Grand Island Fun Center. You recently kind of taken over the business, is that what I understand?
Yeah, so this is actually the 25th season of the business. So it's been around since the mid-90s. So it's been a staple of the community. It's passed through different owners, but my dad and I took over it in 2013. And then in 2016, I bought him out, and I'm the only guy running the show now.
Is your dad kind of okay with that? I mean, aside from the, I'm sure, some kind of a financial arrangement, but is he okay with not being part of the business then and having you take over?
Oh, he loves it. he's enjoying his retirement, and he's still he's busy with other projects, so.
Yeah, and you haven't stood still. You've made some changes to the amenities there, right?
Oh, so if you've ever been to the Grand Island Fun Center prior to when we took over, you have to come check it out again. You know, in the last, 6 years, we added more go-karts, brand new batting cages this year, added water wars, added the outdoor laser tag, revamped the mini golf course multiple times, many interior design changes, lots of new modern games. Pretty much every inch of the place we really took, look at and made it better.
For the go-kart track itself, you literally mean you just expanded the area, the layout itself is larger?
No, we added more actual physical go-karts.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So how many can it hold then?
Yeah, we race 10 at a time. So you can bring a big group and we can get you all on the track at once.
Very cool. Mini golf, is it a full 18 holes of mini golf?
Full 18 holes. We like to describe it as one of the more challenging courses in Buffalo. It's got some difficulty, so it's not your, instant hole-in-one on every one. You know, it takes some skill.
Windmill part of it?
No windmill, but we have a lot of great features. It's actually a replica of Niagara Falls and the Grand Island region. Like, we have a scale of Niagara Falls right on hole 8. We have a lighthouse that you can see on Grand Island. You also have hole 16 is actually in the shape of Grand Island. So if you ever look on Google Maps, you'll see Grand Island on Grand Island.
So is it necessarily a water hole then, water on both sides?
It's completely surrounded by water, yeah.
Well, perfect. I should have taken you at your word, because you mean what you say.
Yeah, has two
bridges. I like it. So for Grand Island Fun Center, the there's I guess an inside part with the games, right? Have you kind of had to keep up to date with the latest games, or do you still have some of the quote unquote classics there represented too?
So we have the perfect mix. We have some of the classics that, you know, people have seen in their childhood, and then we have, as of yesterday, new games coming in that I took the bubble wrap off. So we don't like to have all old stuff. We don't like to have all new stuff. It's going to be a good mix. We find, you know, whatever the best set is for everyone.
Water Wars, kind of, you're going to have to walk me through that, because all I have in my mind is a bunch of people throwing water balloons at each other, but it's probably a little bit different.
It's even better than that. It's a very unique attraction. So there's two battle stations. It's these big metal enclosures with a big roof on it, and you have these giant slingshots, and you take water balloons, and you just fire them at one another, and it's pretty nice because you don't get soaked, so you don't need to bring a bathing suit. You don't have to bring a towel, but you get wet enough where on a hot day, it'll cool you off.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't also ask more about something else that you mentioned briefly, but we really got to talk about more, this outdoor tactical laser tag arena. I'm guessing similar lines. You're talking teams here, first of all, right?
Oh, yeah. So we have teams of up to 10 each, so we could play 20 people at once. It's a 7,000-square-foot outdoor arena. It's, you know, the design of it feels like a military base. So there's a lot of, you know, buildings. There's trucks. We have a lot of special effects. It gives you a really unique experience compared to any other laser tag that people might have played before.
And I'm guessing that if I say it's geared toward a certain demographic, I might be incorrect, because it's not necessarily just for kids. I'm guessing some older, quote-unquote, kids would be involved in this too.
Oh, we have all ages that come. We got the kids. That's our primary area, but high school, college age is really popular, but we have adult groups coming every day as well. You know, we really don't have any limitation when it comes to that.
Speaking with David Glein, the owner president of Grand Island Fun Center, on Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Have you seen over the course of time even more businesses, more so than just like social groups, coming in and partaking of the activities at the Grand Island Fun Center?
Oh, we're a great location for corporate outings and businesses. If you need an afternoon with your company, we've been taking care of groups since we took over in 2013, and every year we're doing double what we did the year before. It's just such a perfect location. We can make the perfect fit for whatever people are looking to do, and we can accommodate up to 150 people at once.
Yeah, mentioned before, this is seasonal. So once again, the months of operation for you are?
May through October.
And what times are you open? 7 days a week?
After Memorial Day, we're open 7 days a week. And we go into our summer hours the last week of June.
What kind of a staff do you need to maintain all of these different areas that you have?
So we have three different departments. So we have our front-end staff that'll take care of the games, the food, the register. And then we have our go-kart staff, which, you know, manage the track, does all that. Then we have a full maintenance team that keeps everything up and running. You know, there's a lot of mechanical stuff between all the attractions. So we have a whole maintenance team that takes care of everything, makes sure everything's working as it should be.
And the go-karts, too. I probably should have asked this. As far as maintenance and upkeep, are we talking electric vehicles, gas vehicles?
Oh, we have gas power go-karts. They're the only gas-powered go-karts left in Buffalo, and they definitely are fun to go around the track.
Yeah, I was going to say, these days it costs more and more to run those things, too, per gallon anyway.
Yeah, and it's part of the experience. It offers a better experience for the customers, and that's what the people demand.
Hey, you mentioned the concessions. We're talking basic food items here and drinks, too?
That's what we had in the past, but this year in 2019, in honor of our 25th season, we expanded our menu with four times the amount of options as we had before. So now we have chicken fingers, pizza, chicken wings, basically anything that you'd get at a standard pizza place, you're going to find at the Grand Island Fun Center. So it's much more than concessions. We still have the great snow cones, cotton candy, fresh squeezed lemonade, but it's so much more than that now. So you can come grab a meal and have some fun at the same time.
So going back to your taking over of Grand Island Fun Center, was there a certain reason behind why you decided, hey, this is what I'm going to do for basically the rest of my life? I'm assuming that you're planning on doing this long term.
Oh, yeah. So I always had an entrepreneurial background. Back in fourth grade, I started my first little business in my fourth grade class before I got in trouble from my teachers. But that's always just been in my DNA. You know, my whole family is entrepreneurs. And, you know, I always wanted to do that. So when I got in business with my dad, you know, he was basically grooming me to take over. I don't think it was going to be a long-term plan for him. So it just made sense. It was a great fit for me. He wanted to focus on other stuff, and I love every minute of it.
And along with that, I mean, you seem to be a younger guy, so it's kind of an interesting from my, you know, being an older guy standpoint, I guess, the fact that you have the savvy to take over all these aspects, and it's more than just being the guy with the title. I mean, you sound like you're very hands-on, plus you literally have to know all the other jobs of all the people to run it more efficiently, right?
Oh, yeah, and I have great help. I have a bunch of managers that really, you know, help me take care of it. But, yeah, it's a big operation. I've learned a lot from it. You know, I come from a management background. One of my first companies I started was a tech company, so a website. So with the Fun Center, helped me learn a lot of mechanical stuff. I couldn't have told you about a go-kart engine 5 years ago, but now I know every component of it and how everything works with it. So I learned a lot from it, and it, you know, it's helped me with different skills elsewhere.
With the things that you've mentioned that you've already added, is there room for something in the future, more coming attractions, as it were?
Yes. We have the space. We have a couple ideas. Every year at the end of the season, we put out a survey for our customers. So we get all of our changes that we've made have been based on what the customers want. So it's not just a random thought, you know, what we think. You know, I go to trade shows and I learn about the industry too. But basically, we give the people what they want. So we have some additional space. So it's basically we're going to get feedback on what people are looking to do.
And along similar lines, do you have any specific offers or promotions for this season, aside from the fact you're celebrating 25 years in business there?
Well, not only like our brand new batting cages are a great draw, our new food's a great draw, but every season we offer our unlimited pass where you can get 1, 2, or 3 hours of unlimited mini golf, go karts, and laser tag. The nice thing about all those passes is mini golf lasts all day. So you can do 2 hours of go karts and laser tag. You can start your mini golf after. And all those passes are available all summer long. And if you check our website, we have different coupons and promotions that you can even save even more on the unlimited passes and get the best deal.
Best way to get a hold of you to book a group party would be what number?
Would be 716-775-0180, or find us on the web, islandfuncenter.com.
And is there, again, knowing that you're just seasonal in nature here, is there like a one time during the course of the year, or are you busy all year long?
It's pretty much summertime. Once, you know, the schools get out of session, is right when we kick off. But we're fairly busy right through our season. And, you know, weekends are typically busier. So if you're looking to have a, you know, come during a slower time, weekdays will be the best bet.
That's David Glein. He is the president, owner, Grand Island Fun Center. They're right on Grand Island Boulevard, 2660 Grand Island Boulevard, if you need to GPS it, about a half mile north of aforementioned Fantasy Island. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.